What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the. I'm sorry for coming on like that, y'all. I ain't know what to say.
I just about to hit him with a. How you doing? Super excited.
So just about hit him with.
I thought so.
No, I ain't know what to say. I was like, yo, oh no, it's about to change.
Yeah, you very loud
of them. Bro, I don't know what
to say, bro. Too loud of them.
Let me tell y'all, this is welcome to the No Bromo podcast, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Welcome out here and everything.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, that's Twan. Twan, say what's up. Twan, let everybody
know. How y'all
doing? Man, come on, bro.
Okay, hi, everybody. How y'all doing? How's it going? Can I be myself? Bitch about to try to change me already. We just got here.
Hey, nah, I ain't know what to say though, man. That's what's funny. This is the official No Bromo podcast. We actually had to re-record this because
because the first one you did the most, and you tried to put it on me.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I listened to it. You were doing the absolute most. I don't know if I had too much to drink or you had too much to smoke, but one of us had too much of something.
Well, dog, that shit. I was like, we can't.
No, I can't drink and do a podcast with you because it's too much.
Dog,
I would have your baby mama mad at me, your girlfriend, your auntie, your cousin, right?
That is a good episode to sell. If y'all would like to purchase the episode, hey,
it is definitely worth something. I'm just saying, wherever we get to where we're going, I'm holding on to this just so that I can put it out.
I'm the same. I'm like, look, we got to save this one because this right here was the first original one, and it was a good podcast.
All over the place, but we definitely got our point across and everything that we talked about. I will say that.
Yeah, that definitely was. We've been talking about doing this podcast for a long, long time, and I'm happy that it's actually in motion now. I think that when we release it tomorrow, I think it's gonna go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I think so, but I do want to say that right now you sound like your friends. So I don't want people to misunderstand that. We really don't like each other, but we're doing this because this is what the people want. But it's been a struggle for me because oftentimes I don't like just doing stuff because people say that you should do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't get it confused. I'm still me. Jet is still Jet. And we still don't see eye to eye. He just seems a little friendly right now. I'm not sure why.
I'm reading
the situation a little wrong. I'm just saying.
It's the first episode, bro.
So you'll be cool this one. All right, that's cool. Yeah, I get it. I understand.
We don't want to bring these people in on that, all this drama and shit going on. But I don't want to listen to their podcast.
Listen, I don't like. Okay.
There's too much drama going on.
Right. I don't like drama. I don't like mess, but I do live for the bullshit. And you always got some bullshit.
Well, you sound like a real. I ain't gonna lie. You start to sound like a real hoe. And I told you the moment this shit started getting too gay, I'm not gonna.
I don't like drama, but bitch, I live for the bullshit.
Bitch, you told me you live. That bitch, Sweat Hill City girl.
Bitch, I live.
Well, you are a city boy.
No, it's a hot girl summer though, but I do rep for the city boys, just so we're clear. But what are we talking about tonight?
I don't know, man. We really just kicking off the episode. Really simple. I do want to touch on a couple of things. We don't let these people know that we are not giving them relationship advice. Don't be.
I hope they don't want nothing from you.
I got good relationship. Oh, I'm changing, bro.
Since when?
I told you I've been going to church the last 2 weeks.
So have I, and I'm still the same nigga I was when I went to church. Niggas be putting it to my, they went to church and changed, boy.
Nah, I'm legit changing, bro. Like, ain't no knowledge that I used to be on my name. And man, I've stopped drinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, that's a miracle right there alone.
You were really worrying me at one point. But.
Yeah, I was like, look, this is crazy. Let me put this shit down. Cause maybe I am tripping. So I've been going back to the gym. I've been on stage. No matter what I'm going through, I always get on stage.
100%.
Yeah, I don't care what's
going on. And when I was in Atlanta, I will say that I stopped by, I can't remember the place. It was in the hood, but I did stop by to support. What was the name of it? Seven?
That was all right, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That was actually the beginning of my whole comedy spree. You feel me?
I was very nervous, but it turned out to be really cool. Loud and clear.
You sound a little distant.
Should sound better now.
I think you probably like took your headphones out or something.
Nope.
Definitely keep the show going on. You just sound like a little distant.
Can you hear me better?
Okay, now I hear you now.
No, that was probably something in your end, but it's all cool. No, it wasn't. I think you just wanted to make it very clear that we're not in the same room recording.
No, it's cool. No, I definitely wasn't trying to. Come on, bro. That's crazy. But look, though, that was definitely your phone. You can tell your boyfriend was in the room and you tried to bite duck out.
That nigga boyfriend walked in the room and he tried to hide. The nigga was like, Hey. We don't have those issues. I do not deal with insecure people like my friends.
Man, it's not about it, bro. Everybody insecure, bro. Everybody got a little insecure, bro. Oh, damn, what kind of relationship you in? Straight, whatever you is, bro.
Me.
You know what though? For one of these episodes of the podcast, we gotta record this shit in the strip club.
I'm good.
I think that'd be dope though. Like recording the strip club, buy a couple dances.
Yeah, I'm good on that. But for the most part, I would like to know what we're discussing tonight so we can discuss
it. We just skating, bro. We talking what we're discussing. Like, I thought that's like, come on, just skate, bro. We talk about everything. Let's take a toast to what we discussed. We want to make a whole look like we talk about everything. Let's talk about how these people put this pressure on us through this podcast. And
I really do not understand what be so funny. That's the thing that bothers me the most. Cause I'm
nah,
like,
you know,
I be hard down serious, and people think I be joking.
No, you do be joking. You do be joking about that, about MCM, right? You be joking about that, right?
Okay, sometimes. Every other Monday.
Don't play at me like that, bro. That shit crazy, man. You know, motherfuckers be inboxing me telling me something. Hey, you gay? I'm like, hell no, nah, bitch.
That's none of that. Like. People are so fucking intrusive. It's annoying. But just the same way they inbox you and ask that, there's a couple dudes out here that really don't like you and try to get at me, thinking, you know, but I'll leave that for another day.
Listen, that's the gayest shit in the world I ever heard.
It's the truth, though. I'm like, so you want to talk to me because you're mad at him? Well, we don't talk for real. Like, I just be playing, but if you serious, then we can talk. So I fell in the trap twice, but now I can see the trap and I'm not tripping.
That's some of the gayest shit going on right now for a lot of y'all.
No one said it was for a lot of y'all. I know people in West Palm Beach too.
Nah, that's the. I mean, South Florida.
I'm only joking.
Bro, these things are hell, bro. That's
I'm only joking though.
Nah, I know you is, bro. You not joking, bro. Get up there.
Twice you got. So, how's it been a dad? We've talked about it, but I'm such in a place right now, I don't know if that's something that I want to do. I just turned 32.
Okay.
And that's not, I mean, that's probably on my things to-do list, but it's not a priority right now. Like, I'm so focused on my career, my life, health. I really need to get back in the gym. There's so much that I really need to do, because I, like, 2015, 2016, 2017... I had a motivation and an inspiration that I don't have now, and I can't really tap into what it was.
Yeah. But
I was working out every fucking day, and it's just like, I think, to be honest, the thing it was really work related. Like, I got to a point where I felt like I was at a standstill, at a dead end, and I still feel that way now. But I think a lot of that affected me personally, and I kind of, it's weird to say, but I think I took a lot of the things that I was going through and a lot of the shit that I was dealing with, I think I took that out on myself, if that makes any sense.
No, it definitely
like,
makes sense.
It didn't affect the people that was affecting me. It was their bullshit was not affecting them. It was affecting me, and because it was affecting me, I was taking it out on me because it's just weird. But I had to really pull myself out of that place. So I'm in a really good place right now. Happy. I'm dating, and it's different, but it's fun and it's cool. I'm dating someone that's 19 years older than I am. And I've never, ever, ever, like, really, honestly, I can say I've never had anyone that really care for me the way that this person cares for me.
All right, that's some of the gay shit. We gonna talk
about
it. But
that's the truth. And I think you can be judged because...
We're not gonna talk about it. Let's talk about
a relationship is a relationship, and it doesn't matter if it's a gay relationship, a straight relationship, or it's a fucking relationship with an animal. A relationship is a relationship, and yeah, somebody can learn something from your relationship just as well as you can learn something from somebody else's.
I don't think I would learn anything from your relationship, Twain.
And neither do I want to learn anything from yours. If we want to be honest. Just saying.
Hey, the fuck? You don't want to take none of our relationship advice
at all. I'm okay.
I tell people every day, man, I'm a great father. I'm a great father. I'm an amazing father, but I'm a horrible boyfriend. And not that I was just a horrible boyfriend to my son's mother, because I was not. But I mean, just like in general, I'm selfish. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know.
Horrible. No, you go. No, you don't.
Ask me how I know, and I will tell you so.
Look, but I mean, I communicate with you a lot about life. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do speak a lot about relationships and stuff like that. And
right.
It's the same thing in all worlds. Like you said, it's definitely the same thing. It's just a different ball game. No pun intended on that.
Wait, say that again.
I said it was a different ball game. As far as
but I do appreciate the fact that you do. Honestly, I can honestly say this is like my first real relationship.
Yeah.
Cause growing up and just doing shit, you just out there. I was just out there living. Like, okay, you want some? Bam, here you go. Like, there was really no infrastructure, there was no foundation. Like, I think I have all of that now. And it happened when I pulled myself out of that dark place I was in. That I really don't know how the hell I made it through to where I am right now.
What's like the foundation in a relationship, like just like the do's and don'ts in a relationship?
No, when I say foundation, like I think of like just different shit being like the shit that you put in the ground for a tree to grow. Like, I think that it's just a lot of stuff that's sprinkled down at the bottom and it's helping us progress and evolve to the top, if that makes any sense. Like, a little trust has gone, like, been poured down there, some love, some care, some attention. Like, just like, you know, when you fucking baking a cake, you mix all the ingredients together, then you put the bitch in the oven, and voila, you got a cake.
Foundation.
Right now, yeah, so we
that foundation got to be laid solid. That shit got to be solid, man.
Solid, exactly.
When that foundation ain't solid, anything can shake that shit up.
Anything can shake it.
Anything. You can be texting a chick, you know what I'm saying? And if that foundation ain't solid, if anything can look like anything. You ever go through somebody's phone before?
I have not, and I probably will not. Like, I'm really one of those people where I feel like if something happens, or if I'm supposed to see something, I'll see it. Like, if I'm supposed to know something. What? Like, believe it or not, I'm a spiritual person. I feel like if it's something that I should know, or something that I should see, or something that should be brought to my attention, God will make it. He will make a way that I'll see it. Like, it happens every time. Whether it's somebody talking shit, whether it's somebody talking shit, or whether it's somebody talking shit, like, it always either comes back to me, or I read about it, or I see about it, or I overhear it, and I'm like, okay, thank you, God. Now I know this person for who they are. Okay, cool. Now I know how she is. Now I know how he is. So now I know how they feel. So, you know, I can move past that.
I think I kind of ignore those signs. Like, God is like, hey, look, this is how this person is. So you might be able to slow down. I'm like, oh, God damn.
And then he'll be like, hey, you bring your stupid ass here.
Yeah.
I don't show you a time or two. This is how they are. Ooh. And it's like, I'm not going to show you no more. This is my last time. And that last time be the one. You be like, oh, I ain't fucking with you no more. And it's like, when you go back and think about it, like, nah, this bitch shot me in 2009. This bitch done shot me in 2015.
Ooh,
how the fuck did I let you get all the way to 2019 and try me the fuck again? And that be the last time.
Just keep on trying.
Mm-hmm.
That's how life is, though, man. We have a soft spot in our hearts for certain people.
For certain people, I hate it. Mm-hmm. I tell people that all the time. Like, no matter, even myself, and I hope and pray that if I'm with the same person that I'm with now, 20 years from now, I will still feel the same way, and I just hope that they don't feel the way. But I do feel as though that there is one person in everybody's life, no matter where we end up in life, that one person can call us and throw us the fuck off track. I don't care who it, I don't care if people agree or disagree. There's one person in our life. They can be from our past, or they can still be in our life. They can call us while we're in a relationship and give and fucking, we can sit on the phone for a whole hour or two and talk about their relationship, or we can offer each other relationship advice, or, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just that one person that, that will always tug at our heart. I don't. It can be somebody from our childhood, somebody we went to school with, somebody we went to college with. It's always gonna be that one person that will fucking tug on our heart.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily true, because, like, man, like, seasons change. You know what I'm saying? Like, people,
seasons change, but they also repeat themselves. Every year we get a summer, we get a spring, we get a winter, and a fall.
Okay, that's true. True too.
Right. So seasons change, but they always come back. The leaves always fall off the tree. It's always gonna get cold. It's always gonna rain, and the sun is always gonna be fucking hot. So this season changes, but it always.
Maya Angelou movie when we started Friday.
No, not true.
That's why he coming through dropping all the knowledge tonight, because he can't do it. Yeah, Maya Angelou.
I've dealt with my share of fuck shit and fuck niggas. So.
Okay, we don't want to.
Right.
That was a weird. But we just gonna relate it to every relationship. We ain't gonna be specific about what the fuck you talking about.
Just saying.
Yes. It happens though, man. It happens. But you gotta learn to let that shit go too at the same time.
I do, but the reality of it is, and what I was just saying, and you're trying to get away from it, is that it's always that one person. No. And I'm gonna try my best not to call names. Cause side note, have I really become this messy and shady person?
You definitely have, man. I've been checking you on.
Like, what has gotten into me? That's what I was saying earlier. I don't know who I've become, but I think I like him.
Nah, but the shadiness that you shoot towards them people, I think them folks gonna start picking up on shit.
They really should. And somebody actually, yesterday I said, there's a few birthdays in August, September, and November. I can't wait for some upcoming 2020 birthdays. I can't wait for their birthday to come. So I can scroll right past their birthday thing. Like, what the fuck were they on July 12th? Like, niggas be wanting so much attention on their day. Like, I don't beg for attention. Like, I don't crave attention. I just say, hey, guys. Like, Facebook let everybody know it's my birthday. But all of a sudden, now everybody's like, cash at me for my birthday. It's my birthday coming up Thursday. Like, bitch, it was my birthday last Friday. You
okay, tell me how to maybe them people ain't had no money. You having a real little bitch fit.
No.
I'm
just saying. The first it's a simple happy birthday.
Like, they told you happy birthday.
No, they did not. Certain people did not tell me happy birthday, but certain people watched my stories. Like, it's just it's little things like that bother me. You be all on my shit. Like, bitch, happy birthday, ho. Like, can I get
to a happy birthday from everybody that was waiting to hear this podcast? All right, everybody, y'all make sure y'all wish Twan a happy birthday again.
It's too late. My birthday, wait till 2020.
Man, ain't nobody got.
Because if you bitches tell me now, you don't mean it, and I don't mean it. Bitch, keep it. So that goes for anybody. Only birthdays I acknowledge in August is Shelby. She's the 13th. Ricky, he's the 9th. And Derek, my mentor, he's the 15th. Anybody else birthday in August? How you doing?
Then that's how you gonna keep on them folks. Yep. Definitely looking for you not to say shit. Man.
That's fine. And I can't wait to certain birthdays to come up. So, bitch, I'm gonna talk about everything except for a bitch birthday. And they know, bitch, I can go on Facebook and say the sky is orange, bitch, and start a conversation. So I try not to take attention away from people, but sometimes you gotta remind a bitch who you are.
Yeah.
But humble opinion,
you are not the queen bee. I want you to know that, okay? You ain't the queen bee.
I've never thought I was, but a lot of people put me in that category of, that's what I'm saying, I don't know who I've become, but I think I like him, because people are really respecting what it is. Like niggas be shooting exclusive stories. I'm like, what do you want me to do with this? I want you to talk about it, bro. And it's
nah.
Yes, it's too much. And certain things that I refuse to talk about, and certain people I refuse to talk about. I always said, like, growing up, like, even in high school, I did not have friends. I knew a lot of people, but I didn't have friends. like, believe it or not, Bert, you know Bert.
Yeah, I know Bert.
Most people know Bert. Bert was literally my only friend in high school. Like, I went to Dillard for my ninth grade year, but when I got out the BA, I was a new student, and Bert was my only friend.
Now that was a sad ass high school.
No, we had the time of our lives. That's what I'm saying. I knew people. I knew a lot of people, but when it came to friends, he was my only friend, and then he had a friend at another school at Fort Lauderdale named Bam. Everybody knows Bam.
I know Bam.
So
not everybody, but we all know Bert. We for the most part, Fort Lauderdale, we know Bert and Bam. Yep, we know.
Right. Them. So there you go. So that's how the three of us became compadres, because Bert and I were friends, and then Bert and Bam were friends.
Bert convinced Bam to be your friend. Bert was like, hey, man, this is the kind of goddamn. It's hard introducing your gay friends to your straight friends. You're like, hey.
But I'm a different kind of, I'm a golden guy. Like, I don't make people feel uncomfortable. I don't feel uneasy. I'm literally an easy breezy kind of going nigga. Like, I really just be on chill mode.
I never heard niggas describe themselves as being easy breezy, but okay.
I am.
And like, I'm not finna agree with you. Like, yeah, you easy.
Whether you want to agree with it or not, like, I just be chilling. Like, I'm really one of the niggas that just fuck with niggas. Like, but, believe, like, I'm well, just...
You can't say stuff like that, boy.
Okay. You say it. Shit.
I don't even feel comfortable telling you.
Right.
I fuck with niggas over there. Like, that don't even sound right talking to you.
But at the end of the day, I'm still one of the homies, no matter how that was one of my gripes in the very beginning. Like, I'm like, damn. Like, it made me feel a way, but then it also made me feel good about myself, because I'm like... Most times, most heterosexual people will be like uptight, like, damn, who the fuck this nigga is around? But everybody loves me for who I am. And people don't ask me who I am. People don't ask me how I get down, how I do this, how I do that. People just respect the fact that I'm just that nigga. And I'm saying that in the most humblest way ever. Like, people just respect me for what it is. Like, damn, Twan, you a cool ass nigga. Like damn. Thing? I ain't know you was this chill. Like, every time I hang out with somebody for the first time, whether it's a friend or a friend, it's like, damn, Twan, you really chill. You good people. And I literally just chill and mind my business. Like, I tell people in real life, like, outside of Facebook and outside of me being shady on the show and all that, I'm really chill and quiet. Like, I don't really fuck with people. I can sit in a room with 50 people and I'll say two words. Like, yeah,
but one thing, somebody asked me a couple weeks ago, they was like, hey, if Twan was getting jumped by some guys, would you jump in the fight and help him? And I said, hell nah, because they fuck around and beat both of us up. Don't be like, it was an LGBT community couple beat up in Dillard. I'm not gonna be a
But that's yet. That's the thing too. I went out last Wednesday. Me and the OG, we went out last Wednesday. Okay. And it was, something happened. And I thought to myself, I was like, damn, I might have to fight this nigga tonight. Because he was grabbing on my arm and he was grabbing on my waist. And I was like, yo.
Not the OG.
No. Somebody else. And I was like, yo, no disrespect, but out of respect, like, my peoples are right here. And their response was like, fuck that nigga. And obviously they were drunk. And I was like, okay, what is really going on?
That's crazy.
So sooner than later,
that's crazy.
I'm going to need, I've always said I never wanted to be this guy. Like, I never wanted to feel like I needed to be protected or I needed security just to go to a fucking bar on a Wednesday night. But people are just that fucking crazy that I'm going to need two or three people with me when I go places now, because it's just not safe and people are fucking stupid. Like, like Lauderdale, for sure. But if I'm visiting Atlanta or Texas or Washington or something like that, I can really go to these cities by myself and chill. I'm pretty sure I run into somebody that knows me or just like look at me like weird. Like, I've seen this guy somewhere before, or I heard him somewhere before, but it's not as abrasive as it is down here. Mm. And you know, I talk a lot of shit, so.
So you
I never right. Well, just, I never I mean, just, never really look, had just, to back it up.
Like, I talk a lot of shit, man. You just got to just stand up for what you believe in. You know,
100%. But people are fucking crazy. Man. No, I do believe that. I do believe people won't. But there's always exceptions to the rules, and there's always somebody out there that wants to make a name for themselves. There's always somebody that wants a little bit more attention than they're getting, and there's always somebody out there that wants to. take up for their friend and all the bullshit that comes along with it. And I just don't have time for it. So I need a nigga like Jody Breeze on the team. Like,
nah, you're not finna have my dog walk around with you. Nah,
what?
If
he can walk around with Trina and everybody that hang with Trina, he damn sure won't have a problem walking around with me because I don't have all them Trina.
But you got me paying my dog like a lot of money. Walk around with your ass, bro. Everybody walk around with your punk ass in the club.
You will.
Man, hell no, right. Man.
Everybody, I tell you, keep showing out for these people.
This episode was. I'm glad y'all got to know Twan this episode, all right? Because this was Twan. We appreciate that. We needed to know what's going on with you because y'all now y'all here. He ain't wishing y'all no happy birthday.
He definitely not.
He don't trust you niggas in Lauderdale.
I sure do not. Definitely not.
Now y'all know.
And you see what these niggas in Lauderdale do. Like, man, they break up happy homes and break up happy homes and still girlfriends and still wives and still fiancés. And,
oh,
like, nigga, you be whole. Okay. Can we move?
This man that? Getting crazy.
Sorry. Moving along. Moving
this right. Man about like, to move, what?
No, moving along. Next subject, please.
Hey, look. We coming up on the 30-minute mark. I always told you that while we filming, while we shooting this here, I never go past 30 minutes talking to you, bro, because that shit started getting weird.
All right, well, wrap it up then.
Hey, bitch, look.
Migos
man,
voice.
Don't you tell me to wrap. What the fuck, bro? Don't say wrap it up.
Bitch, Migos voice. Fuck you waiting on, bitch. Wrap it up then. The fuck? Bitch, don't put me on no time. Bitch, we'll cut this shit short now.
Look, this this is actually the second first episode.
So this is the first one that we're presenting to the people. So to you guys, this is...